3 to 7 p.m. with 2-for-1 margaritas. And on Fridays, it's 2-for-1 margaritas from open to close, plus live music on Friday evenings. El Paso Mexican Food and Steakhouse on Highway 1 Raceland.
Energize your business with Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. When you're elbow deep in a job, the last thing you need is to lose time and money fetching electrical supplies. Bayou Black Electric will deliver your items to the job site. There's daily scheduled service throughout South Louisiana, Lafourche, Terrebonne, Morgan City, New Iberia, and Lafayette, plus the river parishes too. If you need parts, call Bayou Black Electric Supply. 985-223-8807, Highway 311 in Houma.
Medications can be scary sometimes, but necessary for our health and well-being. Lady of the Sea Community Pharmacy's staff are trained in finding you the lowest cost available on your medication. Stop by with your prescriptions or medicine bottles and let one of us review your options. Patients who take their medications as prescribed have better health outcomes. Stop by one of our pharmacies today, located in Rouse's Supermarket on Highway 3235 in La Rose, or at Lady of the Sea Medical Clinic in Cutoff. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Welcome back.
We've missed you. We know it's been tough. Because rebuilding your business isn't for the faint of heart. Your business needs a jump start, and we're here to help. Introducing Surge, symmetrical speed fiber internet from Etel Business. Revved up data speeds at 30% off, plus 3 months free. We're glad you're back, and we're here to make your business surge. Etel Business. Offer valid on 3-year contract for 2 or more business services.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Joe.
NBA Draft Night. Tonight we'll be live at Hooters, 2781 Bell Chase Highway. Come on by, free goodies. Some of your New Orleans Pelicans, Todd Graffanini, myself, and Jordan Kleber will be there. Looking for, what are you grinning about? You and the elf on the shelf grin when I'm trying to speak and promote an event. It's distracting. What are you grinning about?
No, I'm just ready to have a good time tonight, you know? Go to Hooters, eat some wings, watch some NBA draft coverage.
800-998-1003. Maybe the Olympics will be on there as well. Maddie, highly suggest if you're a fan of gymnastics and are interested on how Team USA responds with the whole Simone Biles thing that took place, would you recommend tonight that we watch?
If you're a fan of, yeah, coming in to replace a legend, then tonight might be something that interests you.
Okay. 800-998-1003. We'll try to hear from Todd Graffanini here shortly. He was at practice today. Saints training camp practice day number one is in the books. And we will get some reaction, obviously, as to where it wants, and that is Todd. At NT Graff is the way to follow him on Twitter, as the Graff graciously gives us a little bit of time. Sir, how are you today, man? What was it like to actually see football practice again? Hello?
I'm kind of tired right now, and hello?
Hey, man, how are you?
Can you hear me?
Yep, got
I'm
you.
Good, gentlemen and lady.
Howdy.
Yeah. I hadn't been in the facility in 2 years, so it was it was interesting. It was fun to be out there just to watch them running around a little bit and seeing all the media and everybody just watching practice like semi-normal. I mean, everybody was on the sideline wearing masks, but at least we were in there,
right.
And that's all that counts.
One of the things, Ty, that we've talked about here, just reading other reports, and we're going to ask you your observations here as well, though. Look, you heard from DeMario Davis, Alvin Kamara today. These are team leaders. These are guys looking to lead here as well. And I looked at Maddie and I said, you know, the good thing about today is it felt like what you just said, normal, business as usual. And we all knew this day would come. But Todd, today was the first day this team, this organization practiced without Drew Brees, not because he wasn't injured, because he's no longer on the team. And I think if that's what you can take away from today, that's a good thing, right? Stability, the fact that you have leaders in place, the fact that it just really honestly seemed like another practice to you. I think that speaks volumes to where this organization is. Am I wrong?
Well, no, and leadership was a very big topic post-game. And we've heard the sound bites, which I thought DeMario Davis's sound bite was outstanding when he talked about leadership as a lifestyle. And the other one you didn't hear was leadership is about rising to the occasion. You didn't hear that part of it. Matter of fact, on the CST show tonight, myself and John DeShazer, we really talked at length about that. Alvin Kamara went about it a different way. Considering, mm-hmm. And think about it. Kamara's about to start his fifth season in the organization. It's hard to believe. But he's more of, and he said, look, I'm never going to replace Drew Brees. I'm more of a lead-by-example type, whereas DeMario Davis is more of a vocal leader. But the really interesting soundbite, I don't know if you got this, Jordan, was listening to Traquan Smith post-practice, who said, look, my time of chilling and laying in the background is over. I have to put it upon myself to be a leader for at least the wide receiver room, because, again, he's starting his fourth year as well. I thought that was very, very interesting hearing Traquan Smith talk at length about leadership today. So, yeah, it was a very big topic. Post-practice, and obviously with no Drew Brees, somebody's got to step up.
Here's that soundbite real quick, and we'll start asking some of your observations.
Personally, I feel like it's wide open for me right now. You know, sadly, Mike being gone for, you know, how long he's going to be gone. So the opportunity is basically up to me, you know, if I do what I got to do and I focus on my plays and myself, I feel like the opportunity can be substantial.
Or it's him getting an opportunity perhaps to have that role, and then he says, look, he and the other guys get a chance to step up.
Honestly, I'm going to say right now in the receiver room, it's a lot of opportunity for a lot of young guys. You know, the floor is wide open. You know, it ain't no promising, you know, because ain't no telling somebody else can get hurt. But I feel like everybody got to be ready to step up because you really can come in here as an undrafted free agent like Callaway and, you know, start, be playing the whole season. So I feel like based on Callaway, he definitely have a different type of spark in his game, different type of confidence. But it's something like the younger guys got to have too, you know. Got to be ready at all times and ain't no telling when your name's going to be called.
Yeah, so look, he's got the opportunity and he knows it. He ran with the ones today along with Marquez Callaway. If you'd like, I'd give you, you know, who we saw in the ones. And here's the thing too, and I know y'all been calling me Bubbles today because of my camp observations this morning. But you also got to remember this, guys. The offensive line is intact, and that's going to be very big for whoever is going to quarterback this team. You know, clean pockets in a running game are going to be very, very important for whomever is going to take snaps throughout the season. You know, you had Ramczyk at right tackle. You had Cesar Ruiz at right guard. McCoy was the center, Eric McCoy. You had Pete at left guard, and you had Teron Armstead at left tackle. I mean, that's a pretty solid offensive line. Kamara was the one at the running back, and Arna was the one at fullback. And I know Maddie was throwing up confetti. Taysom Hill taking the opening snap with the one.
Well, you know what? While she was throwing up confetti, I'm going to do so
and popping champagne as well.
Well, I'm gonna go with a little longer version of a sounder graph, because Jameis Winston found Deontay Harris, who we may not have for the start of the season, but that's irrelevant. He found him today for a touchdown. Describe the play. I want to sit back and enjoy this. Come on, describe the play.
Okay, well, first of all, let's talk about Jameis physically. And JD, John DeShazer, and I, who watched practice mostly, you know, the second half of practice together during team. First thing is Jameis looks tremendous. He has definitely lost weight. He's lost at least 15 pounds. He looks much slimmer. He looks a little more spry, but he has not lost any of his arm strength. And it was on full display on that pass to Deontay Harris We're the media is on the left sideline, as you know, when you're watching in the indoor today, Gus.
Mm-hmm.
And we were about 25, 30 yards off the line of scrimmage. And so Jameis gets the snap. He rolls a little right, and he looks left. And, you know, we're just watching the kind of the play develop. And Winston throws the ball flat-footed on an absolute dime to this one spot, 25, 30 yards down the field, basically right in front of myself and John DeShazer. And all of a sudden, Deontay Harris breaks free in stride, hits him in stride, and that was that. Nobody's catching Deontay Harris. I mean, there are only a few quarterbacks in the entire NFL that could make that throw. And everybody, as you well know via Twitter, when everybody got out of the facility, everybody was talking about that play. Nice. And then myself and John DeShazer looked at each other and went, boy, that's going to look awful nice in week three.
See?
I was just going to say.
Oh, wait a minute. That's true.
And in the preseason.
And in the preseason, baby.
Because you won't.
Yes!
Well, on the other side of things, with people that, as of current, are slated to start in week one, just to entertain it a little bit. And it makes sense too. And I'm curious, as to a kind of, you know, it said that Taysom was kind of in this more run heavy personnel. Your thoughts as to whether it kind of did look like there were genuine offensive playbooks to sign for each of their strengths. And then just to kind of go on a positive play on Taysom's end and something that, you know, was a big criticism of him last year. Did you happen to catch that screen pass to Alvin Kamara at the end of practice?
I did. Good call right there. And that was really the play of the day for Taysom. But Taysom's throws were on the money as well. The only near incompletion that I saw was a tip pass out in the right flat that Marcus Callaway caught anyway. It got deflected, and that's something that Taysom has to work on. He had a lot of balls tipped at the line of scrimmage a year ago when he had extended action. But that is really the only ball that was close to hitting the ground.
Wow.
During team drill. And look, I don't care, you know, Gus, if it's 7-on-7, whatever. You don't see things like that very often, and we talked about it on the CSP show after practice. Nothing hit the ground, and you got to think about it as well. Y'all have been talking the entire time about the quarterbacks. Well, the wide receivers have to catch the ball as well. And every pass that was thrown a wide receiver away today was caught. Wow. So, again, it's the first practice. It was inside, and I know tomorrow when we go outside in the heat and the humidity, maybe a ball's going to hit the ground, everybody's going to go, Graf, you're out of your mind. I'm just telling you what I saw today. The tempo was good. It should have been. It's the first practice, and we were not in the heat.
Right.
And it, you know, the only difference was Drew Brees wasn't the quarterback. I mean, that's pretty much it.
That's an incredible
statement.
Pretty
incredible considering the circumstances.
Maddie's happy about a screen pass. At least my quarterback threw a touchdown pass.
But oh, and yeah, Alvin, it was a perfectly timed screen. Kamara caught it, and it was bye-bye, baby.
I'm having fun. Okay, so that was a touchdown. But look, here's Alvin Kamara after practice on the importance of screen plays, because Todd, Pierre Thomas and others, and even Mark Ingram, got better as a screen runner, and that's
right.
Something that's going to help, especially while we're waiting to find out who that receiver one is going to be. I thought I had it. I don't know why Jordan's Kamara bot not playing, but anyway, I'm just telling you, I thought I had it here, and it's not working.
Kamara
anyway.
Was really, really good with his comments today. Good job, Jordan. Way to go.
I don't know what to say.
Are you pressing the play button as well, and it's not working? Or I'm telling you, it's just not. I don't know. Good job.
Every other bite.
Some of the other things that we saw.
What is it, fast times at Ridgemont High?
I don't know. Some of the other things that we saw. Cornerback. Look, opposite of Marshawn Lattimore, again, another player we don't know that we're going to see the opening season. But at some point, even when he plays, who's going to be that corner? I was surprised that that Sean Payton yesterday said, no, that's a must, that we are currently looking for that person. It sounded like a starter. Who was there today, and what did you think of the draft pick, Paulson Adebo?
Patrick Robinson lined up at the ones at the right cornerback opposite of Lattimore. And, you know, that's something else that J.D. and I were talking about. Yeah, they trust Patrick Robinson. The problem is that you can't depend on him injury-wise. He's banged up so much. And I think that's part of the reason that I think they're looking elsewhere. When he's in there, he can be very serviceable, but he's just missed a lot of time in the last couple of years. So, yeah, when you hear – you don't hear the Saints very often, especially Sean Payton, you know, lay it out on the line like that and say the M word, must. We must go get a quarterback.
Right.
So,
right.
Now, Paulson Adebo ran with the threes during team. He played right corner as well. First thing that I noticed, and we talked about this as well, me and JD, physically imposing. I mean, big kid. He is listed as 6'1", 190. No way.
Wow.
He is minimum 6'2.5", 6'3", easily over 200 pounds. I mean, we were like, somebody fibbed on his vitals, because there is no way he's 6'1". And no way he's 190 pounds. He is a big, big kid. Now, the one play that we saw him run, he got roasted by Jake Lampman on a slant in from Trevor Siemian. Lampman beat him to the inside, and that was it. He hit him in stride, and he had a big gain. But, again, he's, you know, it's his first practice, but he looks like he belongs in the NFL as far as his physical stature. He'll only get better. It's his first practice.
One final thing I want to look at too, and quickly before we get to Tim Grubbs' next segment, Zach Bond, Pete Werner were also there at DeMario
right.
Davis. Look, that's going to be something we're going to keep an eye on, right? Who's going to be standing next to DeMario Davis for some time?
Yeah, and that's the thing too. Today, and again, go back to what we were talking about earlier on. Yeah, the ball didn't hit the ground, but it was a base defense as well. They ran a 4-3-4, which, when you run a base defense in the NFL, maybe the first play of the game, everything else is nickel. So you're going to have four linemen. You're going to have two linebackers for the most part. And you're going to have five DBs with C.J. Gardner-Johnson playing that nickel slot. He was hardly on the field much today in that base, only with the second team. So, yeah, you had Bond and Werner running at the will. You had Caden Ellis running at the Sam, and DeMario Davis, who they're going to be asking him a lot now as far as what he said post-practice, they're asking him to play the mic, and that's what we're going to see, number 56 in the middle. But, again, how many times during a game are you going to see three linebackers on the field for the Saints? Very rarely.
Todd Graffanini, along with John DeShays, will be covering the Saints for you as well. Check him out over on CST. We'll have him on as much as he can to give us his observations as well from practice day one. We'll see you in a little bit, though, Todd. We'll see you over at Hooters at 6 o'clock. We'll switch on over to the hardwood. NBA draft night tonight on ESPN. Thank you, Graf.
Y'all have a great show. See you tonight.
Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
What is hope? Hope to me was just that he would get to come home. I had no idea how hard it would be once he got back.
I wish she'd stop drinking so much. She thinks it's helping, but it's not. I hope she sees that soon.
I act like I don't care if he comes to my games, but I hope he does.
I used to hope he'd find happiness again. Now I hope our marriage makes it.
I hope Grandpa will get help. He thinks it's too late, but it's not.
With everything that he's going through, I hope he sees a counselor. I just want my brother back.
I hoped he'd get help. Stop hoping things would get better on their own. He told me to stop asking. I didn't. Then one day he asked for a ride.
Hope is knowing there are other families just like yours, that the veterans they love got help and recovered. Go to maketheconnection.net and turn hope into action.
A new name, a new era. TGMC is now Terrebonne General Health System. This change reflects our transition to more of an all-around healthcare partner rather than just a healthcare provider. With new facilities, new innovations, and new ways to help you, we've done more than change our name. We've changed our future. To see what's new at Terrebonne General Health System, visit tghealthsystem.com.
Every pro on your team wants to work with a Husqvarna, and who can blame them? Husqvarna products are powerful, ergonomic, and packed with innovation. Now we're making it easier than ever to put Husqvarna in their hands with our cost-saving fleet program, where commercial customers can save up to 20% on new equipment purchases. If you want more Husqvarna in their hands and more money in your pocket, get all your new equipment through the Husqvarna fleet program. Visit Southern Trailer Works in Schriever, between Home and Thibodeau, or online at SouthernTrailerWorks.com.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Only one performance a day.
Well, let's get this show on the road, eh?
Now back to The Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Sports Hangover. Hour number three, Gus Kattengau, Matty Hudak, Jordan Kleber here as well. I'm getting excited. Getting excited. NBA draft night. A couple of picks for your New Orleans Pelicans. 17-35, 43-51. Number 53 went to Philly for cash considerations earlier today. We'll get you ready, recap everything at 6 before we get into the draft and do all those different aspects as well. Got another segment with Matty Hudak and Jordan talking a little bit about this monster truck drivers extraordinaire. We've had one every single day this week. Jordan, we're going to have one at 2:45 to kind of touch on Monster Jam for a quick minute. And also, each and every week, we talk to Tim Grubbs, a little baseball talk, and I'm just waiting. I keep refreshing the Twitter timeline. I had been doing most of the day doing that, Tim, because I'm just trying to get, like, info on Saints practice. But I'm waiting to see Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo have officially been traded to somebody. It's happening today, don't you think?
And Kimbrel. You know, I'd be shocked if they traded Baez. I don't think they're going to trade him. His name's being thrown out there. But I do feel like there's going to be those three gone. Rizzo's going to maybe go to the Red Sox, Bryant to the Mets, Kimbrel, Red Sox maybe, Astros maybe, you know, could be some other teams. Yeah, I've done the refresh a lot. I knew I was going on the air with you right now. I refreshed like literally 30 seconds ago, looking at MLB trade rumors and seeing if there's anything that I'm missing, refreshing Twitter, and I don't see anything yet, but they're not in the lineup today, so obviously something must be brewing today for those guys not to be in the starting lineup.
Yeah, our buddy Tim Fan Guy is literally like three rows behind home plate at today's game. He was hoping to see Chris Bryant's final game.
Oh, no.
I remember watching Chris Bryant's last game in AAA here at the Shrine on Airlines, sir, when you were calling.
Yeah,
games
of my weird claims to fame. You know, obviously I called his last minor league home run at Zephyr Field. And then I sat behind him on Southwest Airlines on a flight from
the next
New Orleans
morning
to Chicago.
Tim was my inside source. Seriously, Tim was. He's like, dude, you're not gonna believe he was on the plane. It's Chris Bryant. They called him up. I'm like, no way. He was there. There's a text
on the plane with him.
Yeah, there it is. That's great. All right. So look, obviously the trade deadline and all of that. I know the Mets have been rumored to get maybe Chris Bryant, Rizzo, as you mentioned, the Red Sox. Are those two teams among maybe? I don't. Is it even a handful? I mean, it kind of seems like there's about four teams that are maybe adding some pieces. Or do you think there's more?
There's probably more. I mean, you know who the rumor is for Bryant? The other rumor for Bryant, I don't see this happening, is Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay keeps coming up, and I don't know. I mean, unless Tampa Bay really goes out, like, they already went out and traded for Nelson Cruz, which was fine because that's just a little bit of money. You know, all that sort of stuff. Chris Bryant, I think, well, I would be shocked, you know, if they made that move and got rid of all their prospects for him. But maybe after getting a taste, I mean, they were really close to winning the World Series last year. Maybe they're sick of this, I don't know what it is, the Oakland A's effect or the Rays. You know what I mean? The A's and the Rays are two organizations that have been really good with good farm systems for a while now that just don't get it done when it comes October. Maybe this is the year they push all their chips in and say, you know what, let's try to win one. But I think there'll be a lot of other teams, you know, in the mix. I mean, hey, I was a little surprised yesterday that the A's, Oakland, got in and got Marte from the Marlins, and they gave up a lot to get him and a pitcher like Luzardo. So I think the cost right now is pretty high, and teams are really driving. It's more of a seller's market right now, I guess, than a buyer's market. The cost is high for these prospects.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to sort of see who can sort of be helped as well, right, by this. Like, do you think some of these teams legitimately can get help sometimes? I mean, look, I go back to my Cubs year and when they won it and getting the closer that they needed that sort of helped. You know, position group guys, guys that come in a good, you know, clutch hitters, pinch hitters, laid up, bullpen help. I don't know, you need like a starter or something like that now, or can you? Because
yeah,
I guess like Scherzer, right?
Yeah, Scherzer's going to go. You know, he can pick where he goes. I mean, obviously the Nationals are going to make a deal, but he can veto it. I think Scherzer wants to go to the Dodgers. It sounds like he wants to go to L.A. and fill the hole, because I don't think Trevor Bauer is coming back. So, I mean, he would fill that spot, be a perfect spot for him, and that could be another championship for them. I mean, you think about it. I mean, without Aroldis Chapman, and I know he wasn't great for the Cubs that year, the Cubs already had basically sewn up their playoff spot by the time the deadline came. Chapman was the final piece to get them the World Series. He wasn't getting them to the postseason. He was getting them over the top. And he, you know, he had some ups and downs that postseason, but he got it done, and, you know, they ended up winning it. I don't know if they win it without him, and teams remember that, especially, you know, as they make moves here today and tomorrow.
Very good point. You know, when you look at it from that perspective, too, I think one of the things that is going to be interesting as well is how teams, I guess, sort of get ready and prepare for the inevitable. You might get injured or not, or, you know, try to bolster, you know, your bullpen or the dugout and try to get those things. What team do you think is sort of best right now at this point that maybe doesn't need to add, but you think has a shot at winning? Or do you think every team, because again, even the Cubs, they win a World Series. Do you think any team right now in the hunt needs to do something? Do you think that's the case, or do teams just say, hey, we're good right now, we're playing well?
I mean, the one team that I think is going to do something because the market pushes is the Red Sox. But I don't necessarily think Boston needs to do anything. They got Chris Sale coming back. You know what I mean? So it's almost like they're acquiring an elite pitcher or a potential elite pitcher without giving up anything. This has already been a success story for Boston compared to where they were a year ago. The fact that they have rebounded this fast. I don't necessarily think they need to do much. They could be fine. I think the Mets are going to push the panic button. They got the new owner. You know, they've been in first place all year, but they're kind of in a soft division. They're going to probably push the panic button and do something erratic. The teams out west, I mean, the arms race in the NL West is crazy between the Giants, Dodgers, and Padres. Supposedly, if the Padres make a move, they're going to have to get rid of Hosmer. They're going to have to make some move. They're kind of up against the gun with money. So, but there's a lot of teams I don't know. Brewers are really loaded. They could use some offense, but I don't know if necessarily they need to do much. You don't really want to be trading away everything and still want to have some ammo for future years. But I get it. When you have a chance to win a title, you gotta give your team a shot.
Speaking with Tim Grubbs, at Mr. Tim Grubbs, the way to follow him over on Twitter. All right, so the deadline's tomorrow. Obviously, we mentioned two names that had to do with the Cubs. Kimbrel's a closer that you've mentioned in the past could go, you know, teams could always use that and do that. Do you think there'd be a surprise trade tomorrow? Like a player that you're like, no way. I mean, is Scherzer sort of like that or no? I mean, is there a surprise trade you think that could happen?
There always is. That's what's funny. There's probably a surprise trade. It's probably not as a big name as Scherzer. It'll be more of a below the radar. I mean, somebody that's big, there will be a team like, hey, for example, what happened on Tuesday? Kendall Graveman, Mariners closer. Seattle's in the mix. They traded their closer. I mean, they're closing in a potential wild card spot. They traded their guy out of less than a one ERA to their Astros, a team in their division, while they're playing them. Of course, it caused some ripple effects in Seattle. You'll probably see another team make an appearance like they're waving a white towel, just because if they can get a huge return on one of their players, I don't know who a name is. I don't really want to throw an example out there, but I think there will be a surprise trade. There usually always is at the deadline, especially in a year like this, where it sounds like, you know, it's the market out there where you're getting a huge return for who you're giving up.
All right. I guess we just sit here and keep refreshing TweetDeck. Is that just what we keep doing there?
That's probably what you need to do. Brace yourself. I mean, I think if you guys keep Baez, I think if they trade Baez, then it's like, oh my, they really are rebuilding. I think they'll keep him. I think they'll keep Contreras. I think most of the other guys will stay in place, and this will just be a reset rather than a rebuild. And hey, you saw the news the other day. Chris Bryant said he's more than willing to come back to Chicago. So that's positive. It's one thing to say it. It's another thing to actually go through with it come November. But we'll see, you know, when it's time to write a check in the offseason.
I'm depressed. I you know, Jordan, take over the rest. We got like a minute left in the interview. I don't even know how to feel.
I mean, my Braves aren't doing really that much
you're,
better.
You're Braves now, huh?
I mean, I couldn't tell you who we played last.
I can't get that upset because I feel bad for Tim, because I didn't even bring this up, Tim, because I know it's probably a tough thing for you. It feels like every day one of your Pirates are being traded. So what are your Pirates
I'm all for
going?
It. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not one of those people. I don't want to keep any of it. If you can get somebody sent overseas,
I'm serious.
For him, trade him. Trade away the bitch if it means getting a future player.
Tim, didn't somebody legitimately get sent overseas? Like, they got rid of him. Like, he's not in the States anymore.
The guy that we talked about, I can't remember his name right now, the first baseman that made
that
the mistake
the play.
On the Javi Baez play,
no.
Yeah, they sent him to Korea.
No. No.
No, I'm serious. You know, like, the TNT
did it happen
guys...
like-
Dude, the TNT guys joke in the NBA when you play bad, like, you know, like Ben Simmons will be playing in China for the Beijing Dragons or whatever. No, this, like, legitimately happened. They didn't demote him. They didn't send him to A or AA or AAA. They sent him to Korea.
Well, actually, what they did is they released him outright. He actually signed
it
a
sounds better to say
to
they
Korea.
Sent him to Korea, though.
Yeah, he does. But I want to make sure we don't mislead our listeners here. But it does sound good that they were so, he was so bad, they shipped him out of the country.
So bad.
Better than the California League.
You're no longer welcome to play baseball in the United States of America. See you. Why
later.
Can't they do that to Jason Hayward? Let me tell you something. It's going to go down in history, and I will end my rant with this. The reason these guys are being moved is because of the Jason Hayward contract. It single-handedly
You're
killed multiple
right.
championships for the Cubs. It killed the ability to add better players at trade deadlines, and because of that, you can't keep good players because of
the
that
other
guy.
Trade. The other player that the Cubs signed that is hurting you right now, and he's not even in a Cubs uniform, is still paying you, Darvish, amount of money, and the Jason Hayward contract and the Yu Darvish money is what has brought this on today. And it's a shame because you look back at 5 years ago, you know what I mean, what the Cubs did, and here you are 5 years later, you got one ring out of it, which is great. You know, it ended 108 years string, but at the same time, you know, if you would have thought there would have been more championships from that ball club, I thought they'd win three or four. You know, you just thought that it'd be a little mini dynasty there.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
Just like the 85 Bears and the 86 Mets, two of the greatest teams I've ever seen in a single season. You know, they only ended up with one title.
That's very true. Very good points. Very good points. Tim, enjoy the rest of the week, sir.
All right, I certainly will, and I will be texting you later if I hear any news.
I'm sure you will.
And good luck with the draft tonight. To see if the Pelicans keep making trades. I don't know what they're doing.
Look, let me tell you something. Me and the Graf are already on this. We need to fill 3.5 to 4 hours. So I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, we got to have somebody to pick. It's a Sports Hangover. Thank you so much, Tim. Come join us over at Hooters tonight. We'll be there from 6 to 10. We have giveaways as well.
Boodles and boodles.
Jordan even combed his hair today. You look good.
Thank you.
Use product.
I always use product.
When
I'm not wearing my hat.
You're so lying.
I put a lot of effort.
Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Since 1948, that's 73 years, Alaria Brothers has been in the commercial fishing and shrimping supply business, stocking large selections of 12-volt electrical and hydraulic single and double drum winches and hydraulic motors with brakes, beltless clutches, and pumps with brackets. They also carry hydraulic stainless steel skimmer winches, hydraulic valves, and hydraulic steering for up to 65-foot boats. Also a huge assortment of crab traps and crab trap wire, stocking nylon plastic and knotless webbing. You heard about that new webbing, Platina Knotless Dyneema. Alaria Brothers also stocks shark tail netting that's reinforced with stainless steel wire. They stock four different sizes of galvanized stabilizers, also stocking a large variety of fiberglass cloth, including resin gel coat and other supplies needed for fiberglassing. Lost an anchor? Alaria Brothers stocks anchors from 5 pounds to 100 pounds. Visit Alaria Brothers before the season begins. That's Alaria Brothers, 894 Avenue A, West Wego, online at alariabros.com.
Shrimp boats is a-coming.
5G is here. But the big carriers want you to sign a pricey long-term contract to get in on the action. Well, no more. because Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide with plans starting at just $35 a month with no contract. And get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299, all on America's best networks. 5G coverage, 5G phones, less money. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
I always worry about Alex Smith moving forward. He wants to play. I wish him the damn best of luck to play. I would love to see him maybe be a backup quarterback down, maybe in Jacksonville, work with a guy like Trevor Lawrence, transition that into a coach. But every time he steps on the field, I'm worried like hell for him, because I think it's much more important for Alex Smith to think about running with his kids more so than running on a football field.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Come on, citizen!
What are you waiting for?
Pick up the phone.
We want you to be on the show.
Now back to The Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengat.
Welcome back. Jordan, a little questions of the day here. What do we got here? You ready for the NBA draft here as well?
It has to deal with tonight and the NBA draft. So what do you want to see from the Pelicans tonight? What do you want to see them do in tonight's NBA draft? Simple question. Comment at ESPN Radio NOLA over on Twitter or call in 800-998-1003. I want to ask you this question. Will we be able to have phone calls tonight from listeners? Will we be able to have them come on?
I mean, unless Daniel doesn't want to answer the phone or
wanted to make sure. Cause
it's a working studio, man.
I know. I just didn't know if it was we were going to open up the phone lines.
Yeah, we'll have interviews and all that. Yeah, people can call in. Good. Yeah,
I just wanted to let people...
Sounded to me like you want to in front of at Hooters to maybe talk more. That's what it kind of
came across to me. People know that they can chime in and they can be a part of the show.
Oh, okay. So this wasn't an attempt by you to go more time for Jordan Cleveland.
No,
because I was waiting for the next.
I'm the rumor guy tonight.
You are. That is your job. Your job's to man Twitter, rumors,
and spoil some of the picks before
odds
happen.
That the Pels pick at 17. I'm going to say 32%. I don't even know where I came up with that.
Yeah, that was a random number.
Well, my guess is I would not be shocked if they trade down.
Yeah. Well, when we were at 10, I knew. We weren't keeping that. I just feel the same way. There's no really need to have that 17th pick. I think you could package that along with a piece or two and maybe bring in a veteran guy that you might be interested in tagging alongside Zion Williamson. But I don't see any player in this draft at 17 that I would be, you know, that would change the direction of this franchise for the better.
Okay.
As of now. I mean... Potentially, yeah, they could upcoming years, but.
I was just, bringing that up.
What are you getting tonight? Are you getting some wings?
Yes, absolutely. I'm getting wings. You know, I've been on my wing thing. I'm like, well, there's no wings. I need wings. So anyway, did you fix the Alvin Kamara stuff, by the way? Anything? Let's try this.
Well, we do
Alvin Kamara, does he have to do anything different with a new quarterback? I'm praying in three.
Oh, it's going
to
work.
Two and one.
The thing I tell them, I'm like, bro, I'm right next to you, or I'm right behind you. So anything you need, you tell me. I don't need anything from you but to be you. That's it. I don't want to put anything. I mean, I feel like quarterback probably the hardest position on the field, other than maybe like Will kicking field goals. I wouldn't want to kick field goals. But that's what I tell Taysom and Jameis, like, whatever you need from me, whether it's if you need me to point the mic at anything, just let me know, because I know they got a lot on their plate, and I mean they gotta come out here and deliver and be on point for everybody, not just themselves. It's easy for me. I'm just there running back. I'm like, all right, well, what I gotta do? I gotta focus on one thing, holding on to the ball, but they got so much on their plate, so I'm just trying to be there for them, the outlet.
Nice. So there you go. I thought it was interesting that Todd said one thing that stood out though was again Tre'Quan Smith stepping up to be that number one receiver. And more importantly, kind of understanding, it is put up or shut up time to an extent, right? Look, the opportunity's there, Jordan, for him to earn a very nice contract and continue on and be a bigger part of this offense and in the NFL. This team is currently looking, neon sign, vacancy. Who's the team's number one receiver?
Well, last year they were looking for who's Well,
no, they found
it. Emmanuel Sanders.
No, they had one. That's what I'm saying. You waited 3 years to finally get somebody opposite of Michael Thomas. You did, and now you can't afford to pay him. Deuces. Now you're right back where you started, and then some. Who's the number two, but also who's the number one?
For the time being.
Definitely perseverance. I feel like, you know, a lot of times through my career thus far, I've been injured, you know, each year. Like, I've been dealing with something. My first year, turf toe, second and third year, basically ankle sprains back to back. So it's going to be hard, but you got to learn how to weather through the storm. You got to trust in yourself and believe in yourself, basically, and that's what I've been doing. And this year, if I stay healthy and I trust in myself, believe in myself, you know, ain't no telling where I can go or how high I can go.
Well, I think last year, and we talked about this, while it was a minimal gain, the catch for the first down to seal the win in Detroit was big, I think, for several reasons. I felt after, remember his rookie year when he dropped that pass in Dallas, I felt for some reason fans couldn't get over that. It was like me with Josh Hill, the end-around play. I just couldn't get over it.
Was that
it should have defined
the field goal game? Was it like 9-6, the final score?
I don't remember. But it was a game the Saints didn't win in that game against Dallas. No, I think that was a beating. It wasn't no 9-6. I think that was a beating game. But my point is, I think when you looked at that, I almost wondered last year, right, going into, I'm like, I wondered if that also weighed on him because he would drop the ball. And you wonder if that kind of plays in your head. You know, we've been speaking a lot this week about mental health, mental awareness, mental state for athletes. And in the word choking, how does that sort of happen? I think people are looking at that differently. But it's a very real thing where you can't function one way, shape, or form, or you're thinking about something rather than just reacting and playing freely. I think that was a big, almost mental block for him. Because, Jordan, you and I saw him his rookie season in that training camp. We were like, this guy is going to be gold. I mean, it wasn't even close. Every day, Tre'Quan Smith was the play of the day. Every single day. Drew Brees threw him a pass, far sideline, high and got it, landed on his back and everything. Brees sprinted 40 yards to pick him up and then pat him on the helmet. That guy.
Regular season comes around.
Nowhere to be found. But again, I thought part of it was, I think you have to sort of involve it and have him be in that. He was drafted to be that guy to stretch the field. Yet here with the Saints, he was a slot or he did different things. So I'm interested as we move along. Yes, we're going to keep an eye on the quarterbacks and do those things. But who does take advantage of that situation? You know, who can do that? So I'm interested to kind of look at it and see how that goes, you know, to be honest with you. I keep saying that there's something about Marquez Callaway. I like the fact my man said, go give me the number one jersey. Huh? No?
Was that? That was yesterday, right?
Tuesday you saw the photos, but
yes,
you know. And look, and even he mentions this. Tre'Quan says there's a lot of young guys in this room that can step up.
Honestly, I'm going to say right now in the receiver room, it's a lot of opportunity for a lot of young guys. You know, the floor is wide open. You know, it ain't no promising, you know, because ain't no telling somebody else can get hurt. But I feel like everybody got to be ready to step up because you really can come in here as an undrafted free agent like Callaway and, you know, start, be playing the whole season. So I feel like based on Callaway, he definitely have a different type of spark in his game, different type of confidence, but it's something like the younger guys got to have too, you know. They ought to be ready at all times. Ain't no telling when your name's going to be called.
Yeah, what I found interesting just from listening to the after-practice kind of interviews, a lot of them mentioned just the kind of difference that they're seeing from this team from last year. I know you've mentioned it a lot. A lot of holes, but at the same time, there's also a lot of young guys on this team, a lot of new faces that even Saints fans probably, you know, don't recognize too much, and just getting their reactions on how that's going to play out this season is kind of eye-opening.
Yeah. By the way, did I tell you Jameis Winston hit Deontay Harris deep for a touchdown pass
today?
Yes, you did. Okay, I'm just wondering. Taysom did complete a screen pass. Matty had to leave, so I'm taking advantage of it. I mean, look, I let's see. I hope both guys absolutely battle. Absolutely battle. I would not be a bad thing if we both are sitting here on, let's see, the 29th. Monday, August 30th. Jordan, I don't know who the starting quarterback is because they played well. Now, if we're sitting there Monday, August 30th going, I don't know who the quarterback is because neither's played well, it's a bad thing. But again, that's why I don't want to make too much of it today, but I want to bring that up. I think the thing that I take away today, and again, it's one day, it's one practice. It felt like business as usual. That's a good thing. By every indication. And that means the two guys did the work in the offseason they needed to be able to have a good practice today. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN News.
She's the witch queen of New Orleans.
Breaking news. DraftKings is live in Louisiana with daily fantasy sports. DraftKings has finished dotting their I's and crossing their T's, meaning you can begin playing right now. Get a free entry into DraftKings daily fantasy contest with your first deposit of $5 or more and get a free shot at winning thousands of dollars. Making a lineup on DraftKings adds excitement to every night, and it's simple to do. Draft your lineup and feel the sweat like never before. Every moment means more with a DraftKings lineup on the line. It's simple. Every player has a salary associated with drafting them. Assemble a lineup of players while staying under the salary cap, then sit back and watch your points pile up. Download the top-rated DraftKings app and use code LAROSE when you sign up. For a limited time, all new players can have a free shot at winning thousands of dollars with their first deposit. That's code LAROSE, only on the DraftKings app. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Summer heat is approaching, and so are the Red Hot Deals.
Red Hot Deals.
At Craig LeBlanc Toyota in Houma. Shop online at CraigLeBlancToyota.com or at the store. Great offers like the sporty 21 Toyota Camry or the Corolla with class-leading gas mileage and complimentary two-year maintenance. Or the stylish and dependable 2021 RAV4 and Highlander. Stop by Craig LeBlanc Toyota and make this a summer to remember with your new Toyota. Only at your number one volume dealer in Houma.
Craig LeBlanc Toyota.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
They say that once you give him control, he'll own your brain forever.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Each and every day this week, we've had fun speaking to several monster truck drivers here for a Monster Jam coming to the Superdome 7 o'clock on Saturday. Back on Monday, we spoke with Tom Meats, Cynthia Gaudier back on Tuesday, and Bryce Kenny yesterday. Today, though, we went local, Jordan Kleber. We're bringing in the driver of the Soldier Fortune truck, Miss Kayla Blood, a Louisiana native from Lafayette whose favorite food is crawfish. That's what I'm talking about, Kayla. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing great. Thank you guys for having me. We're ready to get ripping and roaring for New Orleans, I can tell you that.
Are you excited to be back home?
I'm absolutely excited. It's been 6 years coming for this, and I feel like it's coming at the most perfect time. So I am stoked to get out there in the Caesars Superdome.
Mm-hmm. You got to get used to that as well, right? It just happened. But look, you already kind of knew that it was going to be there. Look, you've been in the dome, obviously, I got to imagine, before. So what is this like to come in there with a truck of your own?
I can tell you right now, 6 years ago when I was at the Superdome, I was just there to ride an ATV and compete at intermission for Monster Jam.
Come on.
And I never once thought that I could be one of the drivers of one of these 12,000-pound Monster Jam trucks. And, you know, after a week after we had raced our ATVs, I got a phone call that changed my life. pretty drastically, and you know, I was afforded the opportunity to drive a Monster Jam truck. And so coming back 6 years later, behind the wheel of Soldier Fortune, represent all the men and women in uniform, and not only that, I'm representing for Louisiana. I am ready. Let's go.
Look, I love the outfit, the gear, the camo with it as well. Look, we spoke with Tom back in the beginning of the week, who, you know, I didn't even know there was like a Monster Truck University and all of that, and he's like, look, today's truck drivers are athletes. You're a bit of an athlete here as well, maybe, that people don't realize too.
Absolutely. I've been an athlete most of my life and very hyper-competitive. You know, my speed kind of started off with my feet. I was a track star growing up in high school and went on to college to run track. And I've redirected my life into the National Guard, and I've done MMA. I've been an ATV motocross racer, and, you know, going into Monster Jam, we had the Triple Threat tour that we were on pre-COVID, and that's a you know, the ATVs, the Monster Jam Speedsters, and the Monster Jam trucks we would race and compete in all in one Monster Jam show. So you have to be fit, and you have to be athletic, be inclined to be able to do these things. So it was literally like I was made for this. Everything that I've done in my life and all the doors that have opened up for me have led me to being a Monster Jam driver, and there's so many amazing things about it. And it's literally like, this is what I'm meant for. So it's pretty awesome.
I love it. I can hear the excitement in your voice. Speak with Kayla Blood, Louisiana native from Lafayette, coming into the Dome for Saturday night's Monster Jam. 7 p.m. is when things get going. Look, I've asked all the drivers this week as well, if you can get the sense and feel of having fans and having a building that has people in there and that energy. And look, Kayla, like I've asked the other drivers, we all know what we're battling with COVID, the uncertainty and all of that. People just want to get back to certain things and enjoy live events. And it's the first one where you're going to be able to have as many fans as you want in the Dome. The last Saints game was restricted. So you're going to have more than a Saints home game, if that makes any sense to you, than this past season.
Yeah.
Can you guys get that sense and feel, though, from fans?
Absolutely. It's mind-blowing, you know, to know that we're going into this Superdome that holds thousands and thousands of people. Us as drivers, you know, it seems like we can't hear you guys because we're in our monster trucks and we have our helmets on. But when you hear the crowd go wild, or you can pump the crowd up, or just driving out there and waving at everybody and them screaming and getting out of their seats, that is like a whole different level. Like, it pumps you up. Like, I've been an MMA fighter and had to walk inside of a cage not knowing whether I'm going to get my butt whipped or I'm about to whip somebody else's butt, you know. And so it's literally like the same adrenaline. I feel like I'm walking back into the cage, only it's a Superdome, and I have the control of a 1,500 horsepower Monster Jam truck. So I feel like I said, this is exactly what I want to be doing right now. This is I love the horsepower. I love the excitement from the fans. We are so excited to be able to get everyone out and to be able to share the memories and make memories at Monster Jam. And, you know, it's just going to be an awesome thing for all of us and for all of the fans in Louisiana. I can't wait to make everybody proud.
Kayla, with the close proximity, you going to have any family on Saturday night?
I absolutely will, yes. I have plenty of friends and family that are coming. And, you know, it was kind of crazy because for 6 years now I've been like, yes, I'm going to let everyone know when I go to the Superdome because I want everyone to be there. And now that it's here, my nerves are there. I'm getting anxious. And, you know, I want to make everybody proud. And no matter if I say I'm not going to or not, I put a lot of pressure on myself, not only because I feel like I have so many people to represent, not only Louisiana, but the men and women in uniform, all the ladies out there, all the little girls that are screaming their hearts out there, wishing a girl would win racing or wishing a girl would win. And I want to be that person every time for them. So I put a lot of pressure on myself, and I would love anything more to go out there and to win any event or just to do great for all of our Louisiana people.
Easy enough. I think we all know who we're rooting for this weekend, right?
Absolutely.
We know exactly what we're rooting for. The truck looks great. It's very unique. Woo-hoo! Again, as you mentioned, I love what you're standing for here as well. And you're a native. Come on, man. This is awesome. I can't believe that you were there a couple of years ago doing something completely different. Now you're driving your own truck. So we're absolutely, folks, it's real simple. You see the one that looks like a camo truck? That's Miss Kayla Blood. So yep. Go out there and support her.
Yep. Come on out and support us. It's going to be amazing.
Thank you so much for your time. Good luck and have fun.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep, for sure. It's Kayla Blood. Jordan, I'm pumped. Jesus. MMA, soldier, joined the National Guard.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, what have you done?
Mike, my.